immune system to recognize the things in our environment. And so basically, the tonsils are not protective mechanisms in that regard against an infection. The tonsils are a place of immunological learning because we invite the antigens in so we can create antibodies against them. By definition, the tonsils are designed for oral vaccination, meaning anything you put into your mouth, the tonsils will facilitate an immune response against anything that's not part of your normal body. When you bypass the natural mechanism and insert the antigens under the skin, you fool the system, because at all entry points to the body, the system has sentry guards to see.
Okay, my people, so this is Bruce Lipton, you know what I'm saying, giving the knowledge, doing the knowledge, you know what I'm saying, on how we can be able to fight. And I just want to just, you know, say here that I want to thank some of the other teachers as well, because they've been putting the knowledge out on how we can overcome. Shout out to Master Teacher 33, who also posted up something that was very encouraging and very informative. And he has shared this on his page, and I think that it just might help you if, you know, we'd be able to read over this too and see how all of these different ideas connect together, you know what I'm saying, if they're putting out the right ideas. So I just have a quick picture of it, and it says that the auric energy emitted by the sun and the stars is known as coronal mass injection. Did you know that? It says, if you don't know, the sun is sending information, aka neutrinos, it says, to awaken your DNA dormant genes. Let me just spell that word out in case I pronounced it wrong. NEUTRINOS. Okay. Neutrinos, I hope I said that right, to awaken your DNA, your dominant genes. It says, the people in power who worship Lucifer declare war against source code, aka God. This is why you, and then he goes on to talk about, I guess, how we also dealing with the coronavirus in these times. All right, so I'll talk more about that, you know what I'm saying, as we continue to go further and read out the whole message. But people, let's get the message. Let's make sure that we stay alert and pray, as I was saying in the other podcast. But let's continue along. I'm going to share another quick video by Bruce Lipton. All right. Actually, let me go into the other piece that, you know, I said I was going to read the whole thing about. And I think that, you know, we cover that right now. This be very informative for you. So that other piece that I have read, shout out to Dr. Will Rogers, Master Teacher 33. And once again, he says, if you don't know, the sun is sending info to awaken the DNA, you know, which is your dormant genes. The people in power who worship Lucifer declare war against source code, aka God. This is why you see the coronavirus. It's because they know what 2020 and the age of Aquarius brings. This is cosmic. This is just the start of them trying to manipulate your frequency, and they will do so if you're living in ignorance, tapping God and goddesses. And that's what he said. And then there's a picture of, you know, the sun, and it says this auric energy emitted by the sun and stars is known as coronal mass injection. Google it. Google it, my people. Okay, so let's get back into Bruce Lipton.
Your ads. I'll show you to get customers 52% cheaper from them if you just give me 15 seconds. It's actually a real...
I am observing the world that we all imagine that can be. A world of harmony, community, and individual sharing, and individuals being in love. And I just really would like to say that this was not my life when I started out on all this adventure. Like all of us, we have programs. I had a program to be successful. So I went out to become successful. So I worked, and when things didn't work right, it provoked a lot of anger in me, because it's like, oh, you're not getting there. Keep working at it and try and bend the world and make it fit and all that kind of stuff. As I mentioned in my talk, it was in this part of my life where spirituality had no relevance. I was a doer. I'm going out there to do something, programmed to go find that so-called success. It was through the teachings of the most profound teachers I ever sat before, to have the opportunity to learn the lessons that were so magnificent that I can't fully put them into words. And who were those teachers? They were the cells that I was working on in a petri dish, talking to them, watching them day by day, seeing how they lived, and then opening to the message. And the message that I got from them was twofold. Number one, they showed me, from my point of view and my reference to life, that there was something called spirituality that I didn't know existed. And the moment I saw the mechanics of how a signal from the universe comes in to my body suit, my virtual reality suit, and was running this, there was this instant of recognition. I said, oh my God, I can't die. I'm not even in here. That concept of immortality was one of the first and most important lessons I had. Why? Because all of us, when we grew up as children, there was a point of learning that people die and that you are people and that you will do so yourself and your parents will die and your friends and loved ones will also die. And we get so caught up in that. The moment of reality that I couldn't die was the most uplifting experience I could ever imagine, because the fear that we are programmed with, that you may not say every day, oh, I'm afraid of dying. You don't have to say it. It's built into your subconscious. It's running your life. Every movement you make, every action you take, there's something in your mind that says, how's this going to affect my life? Am I going to threaten my life by doing this? Or is another person going to threaten my life? And we get into that. So for me, the truest knowledge I got was not a devotion to spirit. It was an owning of spirit. It was owning it without saying, I think it's this way. I owned it. And the moment I owned it, a weight that I ever knew I was even carrying around disappeared, because I became free for the first time to recognize I'm here for something other than my life. The cells taught me this as well. And the cells also taught me what I mentioned briefly the other day, the next important factor when you put the two together. And that is that we have been programmed in this world not to love ourselves. We've been programmed to be criticized. We have parents who criticize us. We have teachers who criticize us. We have people all around that criticize us. So what does that mean? Every action you take, there's something back there, the program of critical criticism that says, are you doing it right? Are you doing it right? And then you live by this criticism.
All right, my people, we're going to stop there because there was so much there. You know what I'm saying? If you caught it. And I want to also once again say thank you to Dr. Bruce Lipton, Master Teacher 33, because, listen, they come in with the knowledge so that we can be able to come and help you. Okay, my people, so the first thing I want to just talk about is we deal with poor performance, whether it's health-related or any other area in our life, because it can spread. And just like this virus is spreading right now, we need to understand, we need to overstand and once again realize who we are. Realization of who we are. Okay? Now, when you go to the Book of Thomas says it like this. Very important. There's 114 sayings. You can Google it. And when you read that, you'd be surprised at what's interesting about the first saying in that particular book, which they never really put or kept inside, you know, the new, I would just say in the new Bible. Because we know in 325 AD, they chose which books they were going to use. Okay, so I'm going to read to you a quick quick passage from there. And you might find this very interesting. Okay, because I read this because we got to understand and overstand that there's so many different things, so many different denominations out there. And why is not everybody agreeing on the same thing? And it seems like a lot of stuff is scattered. And we don't want to have a scattered consciousness. We want the abundant. We want to have the, as they call it, the accumulative consciousness. So let's talk about this, y'all. You know, in the church, we say the mind of Christ. All the same thing. So let's talk about this. So I sent this message out, and I'm just going to paraphrase it. The message was saying in the book, as I sent this out to a friend, that these are the sayings of Jesus Christ. You know what I'm saying? And it says, for those who follow these sayings and find the true interpretation will not taste death. And it says something like that you know, along those lines. And I paraphrased that, you know what I'm saying? And I just wanted you to hear that. I'll go back and get the, you know what I'm saying, make sure that it's accurate in a few seconds. But the main thing I wanted you to know is this. I want you to know that no weapon formed against you shall prosper when you know who you are, okay? And not coming from the standpoint where you're going by, you know what I'm saying, fear, you know what I'm saying? Because some people sometimes, they got it all twisted, you know what I'm saying? Because they say, oh yeah, you got to fear God, so I got to have fear, you know what I'm saying? And no, we don't need fear. We don't need unnecessary trauma. We don't need unnecessary stress because we know all of that affects our health. Okay, my people? So we got to talk about these things. We got to make sure that we have the true doctrine. And the same people in the people in the scriptures was going through something like this too. One person said, I'm with Paul. Another person said, I'm with this person, Apollos. The other person said, I'm with him. I'm with Jesus. Another person said, I'm with... And, you know, I'm just paraphrasing once again. And then somebody, you know, was saying that, hey, listen, there's only one. There's only one doctrine. There's only one Christ. You know what I'm saying? So what are we arguing about? You know what I'm saying? Why we got to have 64,000 different denominations and interpretations of something? You know what I'm saying, my people? So let's continue to know who we are so that we can go far. All right? Let's get ready for the next set of information. This is one by another subscriber that I like listening to. And let's listen into the Iceman. And the reason why I'm sharing this with you is because I was actually in a class with my herbalist teacher. His name was Ataria, you know what I'm saying? And pretty much we used to do something with the neutralization as well. We would do hot therapies and cold therapies, you know what I'm saying, to deal with different things, you know, that would throw off our health and to get the health back in alignment. Even taking those things in the body, like certain herbs, and also taking things out like dairy and meat and all those other things that we don't need, excess sugar. So let's get ready to go into Iceman.
Virus situation, it paralyzed our economy, paralyzed our social life, and now it paralyzes also, through the fear, our minds. We think we are not able to do anything against that. And I say there is a lot we can do. We can learn to boost our immune system, all evidence-based, almost instantly, and get more energy through these breathing techniques and going into the cold. We have proven this with this method. We developed throughout the years, making it very accessible and very effective. It is really strong. The choice is yours, and there is no dogma behind it. I'm just presenting something that works, and that works almost instantly. We got a free app for that, so you don't need to buy anything. You just take on the app. I fully, wholeheartedly endorse this. If you want more, you can do whatever. There's an online video course. I don't care. I just want to bring a message. And the message is that we are able to do so much more at home against this paralyzing virus of our mind, our social life, and our economy. We can do so much more. And it gives also a sort of an opportunity to take on measures which are going to work when the coronavirus is long gone. We're going to feel happier, stronger, and healthier. We learn how to control our immune system much better, our energy levels, and our mood swings. We are able to learn to control that all a lot more and a lot deeper. Which now the opportunity with the situation of the coronavirus spreading, being at home, we are able to do so much more. This is always my message, but particularly now.
All right, my people. So there you go from the Iceman. You know what I'm saying? Fight that thing, my people. You know what I'm saying? You know, according to the Slight Edge philosophy, you know what I'm saying? Remember, less is more. Less is more. You know what I'm saying? Do what you got to do every day. You know what I'm saying? Use more than one method. You know what I'm saying? I did the heat method this morning. I took a few lemons, you know, about 3 slices of lemon, hot water. You know what I'm saying? Drink it down. Keep your immune system healthy with that, you know, with that healthy sound. So I also did the breathing, you know what I'm saying? Open the windows. I do the breathing, you know, 20 breaths, deep breaths. Hold on to 21st. You know what I'm saying? And let's continue to talk about how we're going to fight this thing. Okay, guys. So next I want you to hear, you know what I'm saying, someone who prophesied that this was going to happen. I want you to listen to this real quick.
And I saw people falling like leaves and dying. They will do everything to investigate where is it coming from. They will not find. But eventually they will confirm what I'm telling you. Something will bring that disease from the ocean to the land of the living. It's a plague that only God can stop. They'll do everything. But God shall give power to his people. This is a plague that only God can stop. And God will give power to his people in the midst of global upheaval. Now that you have watched part one and part two, these parts were given after the prophecy that is coming up next. Neither of these was the first prophecy concerning the coronavirus. Continue watching to witness Prophet Emmanuel Makandiwa's astounding apprehension of the prophetic. But before we do, here is the fulfillment of the preceding prophecies. 2 years, 10 months, and 24 days later.
Barricaded and guarded by police with masks, Chinese authorities have traced a new deadly virus back to this seafood market in the city of Wuhan. They say a new strain of coronavirus originated here has struck dozens of people and put an entire region on edge.
A newly identified coronavirus that emerged in the city of Wuhan in central China is now known to be transmissible between people.
The Chinese President Xi Jinping says his country is waging a serious fight against the demon coronavirus outbreak.
I saw it coming from the sea.
A new deadly virus back to this seafood market.
The virus was first identified in a market in the city of Wuhan last month, which was selling seafood.
Is it food from the sea?
Seafood. Seafood. A local seafood.
The source of the coronavirus is. It's the wildlife and seafood market.
Very fast, very aggressive.
The virus is starting to spread faster.
This new coronavirus, I guess, definitely this looks like it spread fast.
Very fast, very aggressive.
This spread is fast. 上次没那么多人，那次我们也不担心，那次我们老出去玩，这次没敢出去玩，因为这次因为出那个传的太厉害了，虽然死人没有大。But
we certainly know that there are a lot of people who are infected without symptoms. There have been anecdotal cases.
You will have another disease more deadly.
The death toll surpasses the SARS outbreak that killed 774 people worldwide. The infection rate for this outbreak is much higher.
The death toll is larger than the SARS epidemic in 2002 and 2003.
Makeshift hospitals are one of the defining images of this epidemic. But this is the original in Beijing, built in 7 days to fight the SARS outbreak in 2003. Now they are rebuilding it to fight a new virus. One that has killed more people in China alone than SARS did worldwide.
Back here in the U.S., the coronavirus outbreak has led to the first federal quarantine in decades.
It wasn't just a lack of news. It was a cover-up as authorities hid the scale of the epidemic. SARS, short for Severe Acute Respiratory Syndrome, killed 774 people in 8 months. This time, things are different.
You will have another disease more deadly.
This was already ambitious, to build a 1,000-bed hospital from scratch in less than a week. But authorities have decided it will not be enough. A second, bigger hospital has been commissioned.
It will be something that will seem like it flies in the air.
Making a big U-turn on its previous announcement that there was no evidence to suggest aerosol transmission was possible, Chinese health authorities admitted for the first time on Wednesday that COVID-19 can spread through the air.
China's National Health Commission admitted that the novel coronavirus can be transmitted through aerosols.
It appears the virus could be aerosolized.
And thousands, if not millions, if not billions, will die.
Look at China's own actions. They have quarantined 60 million people. 60 million, more than the entire population of our West Coast.
The coronavirus could infect 60% of the global population. 60%, that's an awfully big number. It's two-thirds of the world population. And this is according to Hong Kong's leading public health epidemiologist. This is Professor Gabriel Leung, the man who played a crucial role during the SARS outbreak. He has now sounded an alarm.
Okay, my people, so there you have it. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Don't play with God. You know what I'm saying? You know, I got to put out, you know what I'm saying? I just got to put that up there. We're talking about fighting, you know what I'm saying? And somebody put this up, and I think this is so important, repentance. You know what I'm saying? It's so much going on in the world, my people, but I just got to put that out there. You know what I'm saying? Repentance, and this is what, you know, the Messiah Christ came to preach. You know, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent. you know, my people. So people got to get their stuff together. You know, there's a lot of people, you know, saying there's a lot of different things going on. I don't really want to get too specific, my people, but I will say this. The prayer, you know, as you heard, you know what I'm saying? The prayer got to go forth, you know what I'm saying? As I said in the other podcast, prayer is universal, but the prayer got to go forth, you know? And we just got to make sure that, you know, we kind of come right before God. We talking about that idea of God. We got to just make sure that at the end of the day, we have faith. Because we fighting something that's, you know, it's taking millions and billions of lives. So we need to use all our weapons, put on our spiritual armor, all right? If you want to, any prayer requests, you know what I'm saying, make sure you hit me up. You know what I'm saying? I network with a lot of, you know, a lot of prayer warriors. And we'll make sure we take your prayer requests. And pretty much, you know what I'm saying, if you need to do whatever you need to do, make sure you holler at us, because I've been putting a lot of information also about strategies via Messenger. And if you need any of those, just reach out. All right, my people, stay blessed. Keep on fighting. Get that heat therapy. Get that cold therapy. All right. And, you know, God loves you. And if he be for you, no one can be against you. Peace and love. Okay, my people, before we go, there was also another, so many other, I would just say, cover-ups, but there was also one also who prophesied this would happen as well. I want you to hear this real quick.
Now, where we are at, I'm so glad because the year has been thrust on us with this crisis of this virus, but God is always ahead of the devil. In fact, 2 years ago, in one of my messages, I actually, sometimes when I preach, it's in the spirit of prophecy. I'll prophesy about the future. And you know, this virus thing happened towards the end of last year, which is still 2019. That's why they call it COVID-19. All right, but in 2018, I sort of prophesied, and I talk about a new strain of virus coming. Sit back, watch. Amen. So obviously, God has done something in the spirit world. God has released a healing anointing, a new strain, if you would, of healing. They'll perform such things that are such feats that we have never seen before. The devil is afraid, he's playing catch up. He's trying to create a new strain of virus that are like Ebola and other kinds of strains of flu that is virulent against medical treatment and all that. But just let you know that we are in the best of generations. The rapture can happen anytime. We're in a generation that believes that we don't have to depend on the ways of the world. We are that generation that delights in God's word. That's why you are here. You are here because you delight in God's word. You delight in God's word. That's why you are here. Amen? Amen? That's why you are here. And that's why we are all here. To hear what God has to say about this and what's God's answer. So God never plays catch up. The devil plays catch up. So even 2 years ago, I prophesied, not just here, but in other times as well, not just in this sermon, but in other sermons, I preached that there'll be a new strain of virus. And I mentioned a flu-like virus, which will be virulent against medical science and what they can handle in the natural. But something unseen can cause such devastation. During this time, he wants us to look to him. And it's a time where even as believers, we gotta ask ourselves, what do we really believe? It's a time where you see there are people who are stayed home, they'll be so afraid. And it's one thing for you to be smart and to be wise, but it's another thing for you to give in to fear, unnecessary fear. If you know someone is coughing and all the time, by the way, someone clears their throat, it's very normal. Amen? Even as I say it right now.
The world is changing. Inspiration is everywhere.
Okay, my people, so I just said, I just felt like I needed to let it keep going and flowing. So, if you know what I'm saying, if you're short on time, you can come back and listen. But I really wanted to play, you know, this is good, healthy for you. Okay, my people, you know, one prophesied it around 2018, you know, that's Joseph Prince. The other prophet that you can hear prophesied this, I believe it was 2016. Okay, so God would know what's going on before man do what he do. Okay, there's so many things that's being eaten. You know what I'm saying? I just got to put this out there. God told us in the Old Testament not to eat. There's so many different things he told us to be mindful of. You know what I'm saying? We got to keep our heart in the right place. You know what I'm saying? And listen, we got to make sure we come correct. No matter who we are, you know what I'm saying? How much money you're making, you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, we got to make sure that we come correct. All right? Because we've seen how many people fell. You know what I'm saying? When we even researched when this happened in the scriptures, when there were plagues, you know what I'm saying? And the people were stubborn, you know what I'm saying? And people, when we living in this nation and there's so much going on, we got to make sure that we stay ahead of the game, one step ahead, okay? Listen up, one more, I would just say one more way, one more warrior who's talking about the way and the truth about this coronavirus. Listen up. This is David Icke.
It has never been so easy to connect, share, and bring people together. We're learning from others and finding the best in ourselves. Hours to huge audiences filling stadiums like Wembley Arena. Calling yourself a full-time investigator into who and what is really controlling the world. You're the author of over 21 books and 10 DVDs and have lectured in over 25 countries, speaking live for up to 10 hours to huge audiences filling stadiums like Wembley Arena. You're here today to talk about the coronavirus pandemic, the worldwide COVID-19 lockdown, and the looming global economic recession. David, welcome back to London Real.
Thanks, Brian.
Great to have you here. A lot of people out there with a lot of questions. There's a lot of confusion. This is a crazy time. I wanted to start off and just say a few things as far as where we are.
Okay.
It's March 18th, 2020 right now. I want to throw some of my views out there, and then I want to hear your views,
okay,
and I want to have a good discussion about this.
Right.
And also talk about the numbers we know so far. So first of all, just as far as my beliefs, I personally don't believe the coronavirus was created by a third party. I do think it occurred naturally. I do believe in the science, and I do believe in vaccines. I'm sure we're going to talk about this. I do plan on getting my flu vaccine and any future coronaviruses vaccines, although you might talk me out of it. We'll see. I am now obeying the orders of the government. I'm complying with their request for information and behavior. We're going to see what happens with that. That being said, I do believe at this point that the virus can no longer be controlled in the Western world. And as a healthy 40-something-year-old male, I'm prepared to get it right now, and I don't believe it's going to kill me. We just shook hands. Over the long term, I do think 70 to 80% of the population is going to get it and hopefully become immune to it. But also, I understand due to the safety of the elderly, I know we're going to talk about that, and those with lower immune systems and respiratory problems, I understand and I agree with this policy of social distancing in order to flatten the curve and not to overwhelm our medical system. Finally, I just want to say I think we believe we now live in a post-coronavirus world where the virus is going to be along for a long period of time and it's going to change our behavior. Let me hit you with some stats and then we can jump into this. As of today, March 18th, there are 208,221 reported cases worldwide and 8,272 confirmed deaths. Countries like China with 81,000 cases, about 3,200 deaths. Italy, 31,000 cases, 2,500 deaths. Iran, 16,000 cases, 988 deaths. As we go down to Spain, 13,000 cases, 533 deaths. And then down into the USA with 6,500 cases and 116 reported deaths. And here in the UK, 1,950 cases and 71 deaths. Stock markets in America are down well over 25% since their highs, and a global recession is all but certain. Federal Reserve has cut rates to nearly zero. The U.S. has approved a $1 trillion stimulus package. The U.K. a £330 billion stimulus package. Many industries at risk. Aerospace, travel companies, entertainment, events, retail outlets. The list goes on and on and on. I hear through my sources we should expect military troops here in London in the next couple days on the streets. David, there's an ancient Chinese expression that says, may you live in interesting times. Some say it's a curse. What do you see in the world? What are you concerned about? And do you feel for the British citizens and global citizens?
Right. Well, maybe if I just put some background in place, and then we can take it from there. For 30 years, I've been warning people in my books and in every other way I can that this world is controlled by a cult. It's a cult that has no borders. It operates in all the at least major countries, and in fact, all the countries in the end, and particular in those countries that dictate the direction of the world. So the cult will be at the core of the system in China. It will be at the core of the system in America, etc., etc., etc. And so what have I said in this 30 years that this cult wants? I've said, and I've said it in the chats we've had before, it wants to create a beyond Orwellian global state in which a tiny few people dictate to everyone else. I've referred to this as the Hunger Games society. And you can picture the structure very clearly. Picture a pyramid. At the top of the pyramid, you've got a tiny few enormously wealthy people that actually are connected to this cult. We now have a name for them. We call them the 1%. At the bottom of this pyramid in the Hunger Games society is basically the rest of humanity that is dependent upon the 1%. And in between the two is a vicious, merciless police military state to impose the will of the 1% on the population and to prevent the population challenging the 1%. And this Hunger Games society is not classic fascism, it's not classic communism, although the outcome in terms of tyranny is the same. It is a technocracy. A technocracy is defined as a society that is controlled by bureaucrats, experts, scientists, engineers, technocrats. And the ability of that situation to happen is through smart technology and AI. The idea is that everything will be connected to AI. This is what the Internet of Things is all about. And if you listen to the crazies in Silicon Valley, they're telling you that in the period around 2030, a year that keeps coming up from all directions, we will have a situation where the human brain will start to be connected to AI. And thus, whoever controls AI will be connecting driving the perceptions of humanity. And that can be done from a central point through this smart grid, global smart grid. So that's the structure that they want. They also want a society completely cashless, where everything is digital money, a single one world currency, which will be run through this smart grid. Now, in the same 30 years, I've been saying there are two major techniques that are being used to bring about that situation. One, I've called since the 1990s, problem, reaction, solution, where you covertly create a problem. You use the unquestioning, pathetic mainstream media to tell the public the version of the problem you want them to believe. And you're looking at stage two, the reaction, for fear, that's the currency of control, outrage, whatever the problem is, and either a demand from the public that something must be done, or at least an acceptance from the public that things need to change because of the problem. And at that point, those who created the problem got that reaction openly in changes in society, offer the solutions to the problems they have themselves covertly created. And those changes, step by step, take us further and further to that Hunger Games society. There's another version, which I call no problem reaction solution, where you don't need a real problem, you just need the perception of one, weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, and you still have the ability to provide your society-changing solution. The stablemate of problem reaction solution is what I call the totalitarian tiptoe, where you start at A and you know you're going to Z, but you know if you go in too big a leap, people will look up from the game show and the latest Simon Cowell and say, what's going on? Because the change is so great. So you do it in as big a steps as you can towards your outcome, but not so fast or big that you alert too many people to the fact that it's a pattern. What you want people to believe is everything is random. And I have this other phrase which relates to all this. Know the outcome and you'll see the journey. If you don't know where this world is being taken by this cult, then everything seems random. Coronavirus, random. Climate change, random. Economic crash, random. But when you know where we're being taken, you know the outcome, this Hunger Games structure society, now the apparently random events become clear stepping stones to that outcome.
Okay, my people, so that's just a little bit there, you know what I'm saying? If you want to hear the rest, because I know some, you know, you guys are doing what you got to do, and you might be short on time, all right? The main thing is I want you to reach out to me so that I can give you videos that you may need that was here that you didn't hear the whole thing about, okay? And if you're interested in, like I said, just hearing more, you know what I'm saying, even joining in on a conversation, you know, you can hit me up, MasterTYE811@gmail.com, or you can leave a message here. Okay, my people? Once again, MasterTYE811@gmail.com, all right? And whatever you may need, if you want to hear, you know, the rest of the videos, I may leave some of the descriptions below. Make sure you continue to let your health flow. Okay, my people? I didn't want to make this too long. You know, less is best. And make sure, once again, you keep down the stress. Next episode, we're going to be talking about stress management. Have a beautiful day. And happy birthday to myself. My birthday was on the 20th yesterday. So y'all continue to take care of yourself. God bless. And don't forget, God loves you. Peace and love.